Hey everybody, Pastor Steven Anderson here from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. Just making a quick video to expose one of the false teachers of our day, a guy by the name of Pastor Greg Locke. Now, the way that this guy gets his following is that basically whatever is the trendy or trending topic of the week that's in the lamestream media that everybody's talking about, he'll basically put out a video on Facebook about that subject. And basically, he just takes the exact popular Republican Party, neocon, conservative talk radio line. He just repeats all their talking points. And he makes these videos where he sounds like he's really taking a hard stand and he's really, you know, going out on a limb and being bold. But in reality, he always says what everybody agrees with, like half of America, you know, what all of the Republican talking points are. Of course, the liberals aren't going to agree with him, but he's got 100-some million people agreeing with him, and he acts like he's taken some really controversial, bold stand. You know, for example, you know, whatever the weekly subject is, let's say the Target bathroom policy. Of course, he's all over that. Or, you know, immigration or Islam. But he's always just the neocon talking head. So, for example, when it came to a couple weeks ago, there was a gospel singer that was canceled from being on the Ellen DeGeneres program. You know, of course, he makes a video about that, you know, defending the singer and condemning Ellen. You know, nobody stops and asks themselves, why would any Christian want to be on the Ellen DeGeneres program in the first place when she's this filthy sodomite? But again, he just always is on the trending issue to just repeat what every Republican conservative is already saying. He's not really offering any real Bible teaching or any deeper insight. It's just repeating the same lamestream media crap from a Fox News conservative type perspective. But going back about 15 years ago, I had heard of this guy because I distinctly remember a conversation that I had with Brother Roger Jimenez. We were young men back then, and we were listening to different pastors and preachers that we could find online. And one time we were having a conversation, you know, this is over a decade ago, where we were talking about different preachers that we listened to, preachers that we liked. And Greg Locke came up as being a guy that neither of us liked. And I remember Roger Jimenez just, you know, his words were that, man, this guy sucks. And I remember him just saying, like, I don't understand why this guy gets invited to preach. And we both just agreed that we didn't like his preaching. Because this is back when Greg Locke was an independent fundamental Baptist in those days. And Brother Jimenez and I, we were independent fundamental Baptists. And so we were, you know, downloading anything we could find and listening to preachers. We would drive to whatever conferences that were going on. Just, we were hungry for preaching, you know. We were young guys that wanted to learn more. And I think Brother Jimenez might have even heard him preach in person, if I recall correctly. But we both definitely heard him online and didn't care for him back then when he was an independent fundamental Baptist. Well, fast forward to now, he's completely left being an independent fundamental Baptist and become just a non-denominational, skinny jeans wearing kind of, you know, 50-year-old or however old he is that dresses like a teenager, right? You know, these grown middle-aged men who dress like teenagers, and they got the purple spotlights and the bar stool, and they're just kind of the super liberal, non-denom, man-pleasing, trendy type preachers. So that's what he is now. He's no longer a King James only independent fundamental Baptist. You know, frankly, he couldn't make it as an independent fundamental Baptist, and he obviously has no integrity. He obviously doesn't really care what the truth is, so he just wants to be popular. So he's got this little shtick where he comments on social issues from a Fox News neocon perspective and pretends to be bold, when in reality, he never takes a controversial stand, unless you call disagreeing with the Democrats controversial. So anyway, I just wanted to expose him for basically teaching a false gospel, teaching false salvation. You know, truly the Bible says they went out from us because they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. but they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. So yeah, even back when he was an independent fundamental Baptist, he was obviously just a fraud. He was obviously just an infiltrator. And once he figured out that he couldn't gain the popularity that he wanted as an independent fundamental Baptist, because he just wasn't a very great preacher, then he just defects over to the liberal, non-denom, worship style, skinny jeans, faggoty kind of style of church. So here's what he says on his doctrinal statement. After he gives lip service to the gospel being salvation by faith, he says, "Salvation is truly everlasting life. However, those who have trusted Christ are his and will obey him and his word." So you see, this is just a thinly veiled work salvation when he says, those who've trusted Christ will obey him and his word. And then listen to the next statement. This is the one that's the most telling. "We do not believe a person can live any way they so desire and be saved." You can't just live however you want and be saved. So this is just a typical works-based salvation. I've heard this at the door when I was out soul winning more times than I can even count, where you just have people say, "Well, you can't just live however you want," when they resist the truth that salvation is by faith alone. You know, apparently, according to Greg Locke and these other false teachers, believing in Christ isn't enough. Even though the Bible says that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life, even though the Bible says that by grace are we saved through faith, not of works, but to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness, and on and on. You know, they don't believe that because they say, "Well, you can't just live however you want," you know. And then they try to say, "Well, you don't have to do works to be saved, but if you don't do works, you're not saved. So, you know, you have to do works or we're going to say you're not saved, but the works don't get you saved, but you just have to do them because you can't just live however you want and be saved." And this, you know, it's just a doublespeak that you'd expect from a politician like Greg Locke, you know, who clearly listens to a lot more talk radio and Fox News than he listens to the Word of God. So you'd expect this kind of doublespeak from a guy who wants to please man. You'd also expect a guy in his 50s or however old he is to dress like a teenager because he's trying to please man. He's trying to be cool. He's trying too hard. Well, this is not the gospel. The gospel is that if you believe on Jesus Christ, you shall be saved, period. Faith alone, plus nothing, minus nothing. Now, if you actually really analyze this statement, you'll see how it makes no sense. Because in one breath, he's saying, well, those who've trusted Christ will obey him. So he's acting like, well, if you're saved, you'll automatically do the right things because you're a new creature. And so because you're a new creature, you're going to do all the right things. You're going to obey him and his word. But then in the next breath, he says, we don't believe a person can live any way they so desire and be saved. You can't live however you want and be saved. The typical talking point we've all heard from unsaved people when we're out soul winning. But the thing that doesn't make any sense about that is that if supposedly, according to him, you're just this new creature that just obeys Christ automatically because now you're saved, so you're just a new creature, you're going to do everything right. The old man has just passed away, okay? Well, then why would you desire to do wrong? He's saying, well, you can't live how you want. It's like, well, according to you, I should just always want to do the right thing because I'm just transformed into just this obedient person just by believing in Christ. See, this kind of doublespeak, it doesn't make any sense. It's a false doctrine. Because yeah, God did create in us a new creature, the new man, but we still have the old man with us. And if you're mixed up on this doctrine, listen to my sermon called The New Man Versus the Old Man, where, you know, I take like an hour and go through all the scriptures to debunk this nonsense. But, you know, the short answer is, yeah, that's right. Old things are passed away, all things are become new. That's talking about the new creature, the new man, but we still have the flesh. We still have the old man. Yeah, when I got saved, there's a new Steven Anderson, but the old Steven Anderson is still there also. And there's a battle every day between the flesh and the spirit, the old man versus the new man. So this kind of talk about, well, you can't live however you want and still be saved, is a thinly veiled works salvation. And in his statement of faith, he gives lip service to salvation by faith, and he teaches this works-based model. Why? Because he just wants to please man. He just wants to get all the Republicans and whoever conservative, quote-unquote, neocons to follow him. This guy's a false teacher. He's a false prophet. Whosoever is deceived by him is not wise. And so don't get sucked in by Greg Locke or his works-based salvation. God bless. Have a great day.